and you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And this is Catherine Davis. And we are about to have a wonderful conversation. But let me first remind you that you're listening to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And Heart of Mind Radio comes to you every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Today we're going to be talking about a very special event taking place in New York City, and that's the New York City Green Festival Expo and Vigil for Peace and Ecology. And it's going to be taking place together, these two events, on June 10th to the 11th of this year. And my guests are Susanna Bastarica. Susanna is a reverend, so it's Reverend Susanna Bastarica, and she is a former United Nations International Civil Servant, an interfaith ordained minister of the New Seminary, and an evolutionary interactivist. She is the founder, organizer of the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. She has been instrumental in expanding the vision of Central Park Banshell Vigil for 16 years through cultural interaction, education, and education for global peace. And for those of you who want to find out more about that, you can go to the website vigilforpeace.org using numeral 4. Also joining us today is Scott Luxer, and he is the New York Regional Director for the Green Festival. Scott Luxer has been actively involved in the New York City Green Festival for 5 years, ever since it was introduced in New York City. Scott has served as a volunteer organizer and brand ambassador for 2016. Scott is also a veteran journalist with over 20 years of experience in newspapers and digital news delivery. And Benny Zabel. Benny Zabel is a performance artist for peace and the environment, production manager for New York City EcoFest, ambassador for peace to Woodstock from Nimbin, Australia. Trained in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, by Arthur Turnbull in dance and mime. Performed and trained with Anna Halprin. Created banners, flags for the Nimbin Aquarius Foundation, the Rainbow Chai Tent, and the Nimbin Environment Center. He's developed current form of happening theater through protest actions and multimedia interactions through participation. He was at Occupy Wall Street and Standing Rock Actions. His website is bennyzabel.com. And also, for those of you who want to find out more about this beautiful event coming up in June, you could also go to the website greenfestivals.org. So we have a little bit of time to get into this. Perhaps we can start with you, Scott, since you are the New York Regional Director for the Green Festival. Welcome to Heart of Mind Radio.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, it's my pleasure to have you. And I would love for you to tell people about this festival, maybe a bit of history, but I'd like to know more about what's happening this year as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the Green Festival has been around for about 16 years, and we have five of these festivals around the country. And we have them in New York, Washington, D.C., Fort Lauderdale, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And we've had a festival here in New York for about, this is the sixth year. And this is the first year that I'm the director of the festival. But I've been involved ever since they started here. And just the idea behind it is it was created by an organization called Green America. And the idea behind it was to bring the public to the whole green movement in a very tangible way, and just to create a celebration each year that would build community, that would bring green businesses together to showcase what they're doing in their communities, and to celebrate the arts and activists, and to celebrate people who are advocates for a better future. So we have it's an event that's really basically everything green. So anything that you do has like a green tint to it. So that's basically, if you do anything and you think sustainably green, you think in a progressive direction, it's basically there. So there's really, it's not exclusive to anybody. And we get about 20 to 25,000 people coming on the weekend at the Javits Center here in New York. And we have created this year, we've created an activism pavilion for people who want to get engaged in social issues that matter to them. It's an important year for that. And we have a music pavilion that we are building, a sort of a new old tradition of music with a purpose. We are putting together an eco-fashion show with an eco-fashion panel. It's a big deal here in New York City to have building a green direction in fashion. And we also have a green entertainment panel. A lot of people don't realize that TV, film, and Broadway are going green and in a big way. So we're going to talk about that. And we have a lot of organic foods and organic alcohol. And we've got solar energy and electric cars and electric bikes. And just a lot of great, great people to kind of come meet and be part of. So it's much more, and anybody can come, and it's very affordable. And it's much more about building community than it is about sort of making and just an event happen. It's really to showcase and to bring people into the green sustainable community, and to make sure that everyone is included, and to give some inspiration and hope. So that's the summary of it.
Excellent. And Susanna Pastorica, so nice to talk to you again. Hi. And we have spoken many times, and I've actually attended a few of your Vigil for Peace events in Central Park. So let's start by you giving a little more information about this long commitment you have for peace and ecology.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Catherine. I'm delighted to be here. Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, the Peace Vigil is the 17th celebration since 9/11, and it's the 16th year in Central Park. And it came from the ashes of the World Trade Center, in which everybody was so sad. And I came into the streets with a bunch of friends, and my friends joined in celebration to go to each firehouse. And from there, we started meeting people. And every Tuesday night, we would go with candles. We would get together. And since then, we went to different parts of the city. And because of the challenges of security and everything, we were being pushed away when we had a large group. And Commissioner Henry Stern from Central Park, he said, you know, instead of gathering in the grass every Tuesday or anything, why don't you use the band shell? And I got together with the community of the United Nations, my friends, and the non-governmental organizations. And on the 21st of September, which was declared on the 9th of September, 2001, just a few days before the incident, we decided to invoke the United Nations Resolutions 55-82, in which invites everybody to have their own peace vigil, to have their own gathering to celebrate together, to have ceasefire and nonviolent communication through some kind of activity in which we can bring community together. So the New York City community has been coming to Central Park every year to the closest weekend in September, to the 21st of September. This year we're going to be the 17th of September. And we have people from everywhere. We have musicians, dancers, artists. It becomes like a beautiful, colorful, global fiesta. And it is all for peace. And everybody that has joined us throughout the years, I'm delighted and grateful to say, that has been people that join in activities of beauty and display of what they do, but they have their own communities for peace in their parts of the world. And throughout the entire year, they work very, very intense in creating communities. Some of them are teachers. Some of them belong to international NGOs. We have dear friends who have been with me throughout the time, people like Deborah Maldo, who is the Peace Flag Society. We have Rick Olsik of With the World, Monica Willard, who is from the United Religious Initiative, and our lovely common friend, Andrew Kane, who has been an earth activist for years. So this year we have the honor and the pleasure that we're going to be with all of my friends, all of the Vigil team, invited by Scott. This is going to be for us like a great honor because it's going to be the first time that I see that we're going to be contained in a space that has been following the purpose of ecology for sustainability. And there's no more sustainability than having peace and no destruction or dysfunction of the land by conquering and hurting it. Instead, just joining together in celebration to find alternate ways to make everything coexist together in a harmonious way. And also, a person whom I've admired throughout my life and has an incredible track record is Benny Zabel. Benny Zabel, for me, has been an example of single human activism and change producing spirit. He has gone himself, never worries about the places or the outcome. He is friendly, he is loving, and his own persona and actions are enough to motivate you to really take a second look at the environment and see how you're going to react. And I'm glad to be with my friends, and I'm glad that I met Scott, because Scott's expo is going to be like something that I dreamed of. All the people that are actually executing change for climate and change for nature are going to be there, and we, all of the activists from the peace and the dreamers of the utopian future, are going to be there too. So this is the first. It's just like a unique event, so thank you, Catherine, for bringing us together. And once again, thank you, Andy, and thank you, my friends, Benny and Scott.
Excellent. And since you did that lovely second introduction for Benny Zabel, I want to welcome you to the conversation, Benny. Thank you for joining me. And I know, I believe I have seen your performance at several of the events around in New York City. Can you tell us something about who you are and why you're bringing this performance activism together to help bring awareness to protecting the environment?
Well, the primary image that I've been doing has been this dark image, the shadow image, which really wakes people up to that negative forces that we have to deal with to change the consciousness in the world, our thinking. So it's a reminder of that shadow that is existing in the world, within and without. I've been involved with the meditation, inside meditation, for years in Australia and here. Attending sits and discussions, it really is there when you meditate. You see these, you know, comes into my consciousness, and in our discussions is that we need to embrace the shadow, not push it away. and which is very much our culture is very much in denying the negative forces within ourselves. So it's a reminder for myself and to people I interact with, I come in contact with this costume, to remind them that we have to deal with this stuff in the real world. And the networking that Susanna does is fantastic. I mean, the important thing about also with the work that Susanna's doing is she's drawn people in. So we talk. It's ongoing discussions and encouraging creativity to outreach to people to be part of this movement for change, for peace, and peace will come to us individually in our practice. So it's a practice. It's a practice, and we play. In the arts, is playing and playing so we can develop our practice to be clearer through our interaction with the community in general. I go to many protests. I get a lot of juice from protests because I can see the damage there. I bear witness. Part of the practice is to bear witness. That's why I go and to these protests, and then I work my way through the different stratas of communities on locally in Australia through to the USA, and networking and bringing the information and cross feeding to develop a culture of peace and the environment. So towards a living sustainable way.
Beautiful, thank you. Susanna, this is an interesting concept for people, I believe, to make this connection between environment and caring for the earth and engaging as a peace activist. Since you are an interfaith minister, can you talk to people about how they can begin to think of this in their own lives, of engaging in peaceful activity, but also trying to create this peaceful world within the earth?
Yes, thank you, Catherine. I have been thinking very intensely about it because, like Benny said, the more people you meet and the more things that you witness, you have to find always the silver lining, because we have to connect through each other, through what's common to us, and not poo-poo or just tell the other person, no, what you're doing is not good, do it my way. It's a way of saying, okay, you do this, you do that, how can we work together? And for me, as a person of peace, I find that I'm also a volunteer for the Red Cross. I realize that the devastation of the land is the result of interaction for damaging the other. So not only when we have some kind of a situation of conflict do we destroy the land, hurt the people, but that earth is completely damaged until it has to be rebuilt, pretty much like what happened to the World Trade Center. Yes, the impact was one day. The global emotional pain is eternal. And the years that it took to heal that earth, to take away the debris, to create some kind of atonement with the land, took years. And since then, I started studying interfaith because I had the pleasure of meeting Reverend Father Lyndon Harris and Rabbi Roger Ross, who became my teacher after in the seminary. And I learned through them that with their presence and helping people to acknowledge themselves and console them in their sorrow, that they can do a third thing, which was healing the others. So it became for me very clear that it was about my service to the community and them being enrolled in a conversation where they can be proactive and participating, in which religion, color, race, gender does not matter. We work together all year round, just helping each other and finding ways that we had never seen of how to come together. That situation put us in a situation that New Yorkers had never seen on how we can be together. And at that point, I realized that a clergy, laymen, workers, people who never volunteered, there were gardeners digging, there were movie stars trying to serve the tables and the food and serving water and putting flowers. Everybody came together because what was important was the land and the people. And this is what's more important. It's not the religion, the political views. And I urge everybody here in New York who are feeling a little bit left out or not part of the community or different choices to just unite in what they can, not destroy what they don't like. Because by hurting others, it's not a way that we can create peace. And I wanted to put together this called Do It at Home Vigil Peace Kit. And it's about what you can do in your house to plant a tree, have organic earth, have your family being peace and harmony. And when your friends are angry or people insult you or they kick you out from a place, just know that there is always an alternative. And do not react by giving them a punch in the face and saying, you're an idiot. You can just say, why? How can we do this different? And there's always a change and a possibility. Do not feel discouraged. There's always a third way that we've never seen that can happen at all times, and that's the beauty of it. And this is why every year in Central Park, I always tell my husband, I'm like, oh, my God, this is not going to happen. Nobody called me. Nobody's coming. And he said, Susie, just be there. The people who are interested in change will appear. And everybody that comes is already involved in doing something wonderful. And then we are all together. And it's just like a beautiful feeling that makes me want to cry because nobody gets paid. Nobody has a salary. Nobody has an agenda. They're not selling anything. But they're there in a beautiful, colorful, celebration, like a fiesta party for peace. And everybody rejoices. And when we leave Central Park, we all do our work independently and individually on our own community. And we work with shelters, with people from other nations, and we try to inspire in every which way we can. And at this point, I would love to thank my team of the Vigil team, people like Ethan Malazzo, who is my executive producer, Sue Polo, Pete Rogina, Guru Dilipchi, and all of the people who come every week after week, year after year. And we sit together, and it comes more like a religious experience for me because I always think we have to have like agendas, papers, you know, bullet points, and some kind of a discussion. In reality, we sit together, we eat some chips, have some water, and people start expressing themselves on how they feel and what they can do and what they are doing. And I'm dazzled. I think this is the most brilliant gift I can have, that they ring my doorbell and they say, hey, Susanna, can I do something for Central Park? Hey, Susanna, do you want to come to Green Festival? Hey, Susanna, do you want to join us in ceremony with Guru Lipchi on Sunday for Kirtan? And these are the things of the celebration of the human race that are really making a difference in our community. I believe that our friends are all there, and even our enemies who we clash with them and they tell us, don't do that, and this is silly, and why should you be doing that? Even them, they have a child part inside of them that come together, and then they bring me brilliant ideas. It's like last night I got a text message from somebody that I haven't heard for 2 years because they said they were the president of this organization and they weren't going to involve because I wasn't, documented enough and I needed more information and more backtrack record. And I said, I'm sorry, I really don't have any documentation to give you except that we do have permits and we do this with volition and agreement on the self and on the others. And basically, the vigil is fueled by love, trust, and hope. That's all we can offer everybody that joins us.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And this year, you're involved in the
the Green Festival Expo, which is happening in New York City at the Javits Center from June 10th through the 11th. And the people who want to register for that can do that by going to the website greenfestivals.org. There may be other ways for people to connect. So I'll ask you, Scott, to go a little bit deeper in the actual festival, because I see here on the website that Amy Goodman has been is involved, as well as lots of other people who are engaged in activities that are relevant to creating a green lifestyle. So maybe you can speak to the festival and the different aspects of it so that people will know what to expect. Scott, are you there? I guess not. Susanna?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we'll have to rely upon you to talk a little bit more about your connection to the festival. What will you be doing there?
Well, we are going to be having a booth for peace, and everybody says, what is a booth for peace? Because it's a concept, not a product that we can put together. However, the entire team is going to be having a rotation day to day, giving out cards, giving out concepts, and also we're going to be talking about the human rights and donating a lot of information about the human rights, because it's something very simple that people think it's going to be like something heavy, like some kind of law. And it's just the right of shelter, the right of education, the right of clean food, the right of fresh water. And it's done in an easy way of sharing and just extending your hand and giving the other an opportunity. So we're going to be there with many, many people, many NGOs, and also we're going to be giving away the Hug of Planets with Robert Forenza, which comes every year, because it's about holding the world in your hands with care and lovingly. The Hug of Planets are like the soft planets, and you have a chance to actually hug them and hold them in your hand and know how soft we are and how available. And you can see that all of the countries, although they're separated by some kind of frontier, in reality they are together because they are in the same land, in the same planet, surrounded by the same water, and we're one. And I think that's one of the concepts that is going to be really imprinted this year. And also we're going to have live performances at the Music Pavilion. And it's going to be awesome because we have been given the opportunity to have a couple of hours. And we're going to be doing the peace flag ceremony for everybody to participate. We're going to be talking about the artists. Benny and Marsha are going to be doing an intercultural dance. And we have many people from other nationalities that are going to express their cultures through their costumes, outfits, and walk around the Javits Center with a presence of, you know, integration and association. And I'm totally curious to go see what we can do in the future to avoid all of the GMOs in our food, pure water, filters, wonderful solar energy, and all of the things that I think that can keep the world working together towards a cause for peace and environment. I think environment is number one. If we're safe on the earth and we can thrive, there is no need to go next door and take things away.
Well, that's a very good point, and I think this is where we can really begin to make some headway, hopefully, is as people become more aware of all that's going on, then we can encourage people to enlighten themselves, really, because the truth is that we each have to decide for ourselves what is important for us, where to put our energy, where to put the resources. So I think that that's all significant as we go forward in all of this work. And so for those people who want to check this out, you can go to that website, and it's a lovely website. You'll find a lot of information there, Green Festival. greenfestivals.org will get you some information. There's also a Facebook page you could probably connect with as well. But in this particular event, it is 2 days, which is wonderful, and people will really have a chance. It's June 10th and 11th, and it's at the Javits Center, which I guess is easy enough for people to get to. And also, I imagine if people want to go there and engage through support of the festival, to be a sponsor of the festival, or perhaps there are people out there who want to table at the festival, there may yet be time for you to do that. And I invite you to go to the website in order to make that engagement. And so I know that Amy Goodman is going to be at the Green Festival as well, and her schedule to be there is Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. on June 11th. So there probably are many things going on that you might want to connect with, and I would invite everyone to make that connection. Scott, if you're on the line, you're free to chime in and let us know a little bit more about the various events that are taking place as part of this expo.
I wanted to say that we're going to have a permanent booth for both days, and the number is 382, and we're going to have all of our friends that do the interaction in Central Park and building up for the festival that we do in Central Park at the Bandshell in September of every year. This year is going to be on Sunday, 17 September, Central Park Bandshell from 9 to 5, and everybody is welcome to write to me personally, susanabastarrica@gmail.com, susanabastarrica@gmail.com. And you can volunteer. In Central Park, it's easier because everybody that comes can be joining us. And we have several activities on the ground, like dance, body painting, creating collages. And this year we're making a quilt. We are going to have pieces of fabric signed or brought into the park to create a quilt with it. So everybody can have like a wish for peace for this coming year, for 2019 and the future. So 17 September, Central Park Bandshell, 10-11 June, Javits Center. Please join us, and the tickets for the Javits Center are very, very affordable, and the Central Park event is free. However, we're always looking volunteers to assist with the stage and the music and all kinds of interactive participation. It's an invitation to make a difference and create like a living circus for peace.
Excellent. And, yes, who is that? Is that Scott?
Yeah, this is Scott. I'm sorry. My connection fell out.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Okay.
So maybe you can expand mm-hmm. for us a little bit about the expo, the Green Festival and Expo, because I want to give people a sense of the various stages, venues, and opportunities for them to connect to the Green Festival Expo.
Absolutely. As I said before, I apologize for the connection. Yes, it's we basically have something for everybody. As you mentioned, Amy Goodman's going to be featured on Sunday, giving a talk about her great work with Democracy Now! As a journalist and award-winning journalist and change maker herself. And she's one of our keynote speakers. We're going to have speakers like Fabien Cousteau is going to be talking about his work with the oceans. He's the grandson of course, Jacques Cousteau. We're going to have Ricky Cage there from a musical standpoint. Gene Bauer, who's very involved in sustainability around the world, around the country. We have a lot of local community leaders who are speaking about sustainable education, about food advocacy, about all kinds of issues, some fun things, like we're going to have a celebrity numerologist there who is fun and engaging. That's Julian Michael. And like I said, what we created this year, we created an activism pavilion because this is a year of a lot of upheaval politically and a lot of collision in terms of values and culture, and we felt it was important to give people an outlet to come and to get engaged in issues that are important to them, like climate change, women's rights, immigration, community activism, even, you know, inspirational activism. So you can come and meet the groups, all be in one area, and you can engage, and it's like a public space. And we also are creating this year an eco fashion show, and it's we're getting together local community activists in the fashion sphere, who are some of them are budding social entrepreneurs, and others have been in the fashion business for a long time, and they're coming together to create a show for everybody and to help them to, you know, pretty much everybody wears clothes. So it's one of those topics that's really important to people, and including the fashion industry here in New York. And it's going to be a fun panel talking about where your clothes come from, how they're made, and how they're recycled or not recycled, and the toxic or natural value of your clothes. And just in a lot of fashion models who are everyday people, who are like, I call them model citizens rather than fashion models. And so that's going to be a great thing we're creating this year. And we've also, and Susanna and her wonderful Vigil are going to be participating in the Music with a Purpose Pavilion, which is about trying to re-engage musicians and performers to focus not only their art, but also what they do outside of their art on making a difference in the community. And in all kinds of forms. You know, Susanna has a number of different musicians and dancers and performers who are going to participate. And we have folk musicians, and we have jazz and pop and all kinds of different styles that are going to be there. So that's something that's brand new this year.
Rap Makai, the rapper for human rights. That's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. We also have rap music, and we're going to have like a teenage rapper from the Bronx who sings all about social change and what it means to be making a difference. Then we're also going to have, I'm moderating a green entertainment panel because, again, entertainment is a huge industry here in New York, and a lot of people don't know that television sets and film sets and even Broadway are becoming more aware of what it means to be green. So they use a lot of materials, they eat a lot of food, they dispose of a lot of things, and all the production that goes into it is so resource intensive that they actually want to, on their own volition, they want to engage in making what they do more green. And, you know, all the stuff that they use and dispose of, they want to recycle more, they want to source their materials from better places, and there's more public pressure to do that too. And there's I didn't realize this until this year, that a woman on the panel is working with the mayor's office so that films that are going to be made here have to meet certain basic green guidelines in the way they handle their filmmaking. So that's something new starting this year. And so that's we're going to try to engage the audience in that. And then there's tons. We have like 250 green businesses there, different beverages, foods, people selling solar generators, people doing sustainable home design, and just everything that you can imagine people selling. So there'll be a lot of free, you know, goods and things you can sample and bring back with you back home. And we're going to have again, talks about green education and just trying to engage the public in seeing what they can do, and to inspire them to see, look at all these different businesses and nonprofits and for-profits and people engaged in the arts and everything that you can imagine. What can I do? You know, what can I come there? How can I be inspired to do something either with them or on my own that can make a difference? And we've had this, like I said, for 6 years now. This will be the sixth year in New York. And we get an awesome group of people every year, and I just love being around them. I love being in that community. And once you go there, we had one wonderful spiritual group that came last year, and they said, they just, you know, thanked us for inviting them to the festival, because they said it's like a little slice of heaven, you know, at the festival. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a great feedback. It's such a great notion that being in this community is sort of heavenly, you know. I'm personally inspired.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind people, it's the Green Festival Expo, and it's coming this June 10th and 11th at the Javits Center. And what is the best way for people to engage if they want to get tickets and attend? Or maybe there's somebody already in New York who themselves has a green business and wants to find a way to connect, because we do have to live and thrive in the world, and we want to be able to be sustainable as individuals and for our family's sake. So this really can be a way for people to make that connection. So how do people plug into the festival, either to attend or perhaps they're a green business?
Well, I mean, you said basically really the best way is to go to Green Festivals, plural, greenfestivals.org, and go there, and it's got so many resources there. You can go there. We invite speakers every year. We have almost 70 speakers this year, and we are filled up for this year, but for following years, if you want to speak about what you do, we have like an application online. You can go in and type in, particularly for 2018, you can type in, I would love to participate next year as a possible speaker or panelist, depending on what you do. You can go in there also if you want to exhibit as a vendor or to talk about what your service is. You can also go on there to greenfestivals.org, and there's a place where you can enter your information and apply for a booth. I encourage anybody to check that out. And you can also buy tickets online. They're about $12 to get into the show, and it's a very low ticket threshold because we want everybody to be part of it. So you can buy them ahead of time online, and they're a little bit cheaper than buying them at the door on the same day. Again, if you ride a bicycle there, you can get in for free. You can just show that you rode your bike there. If you're connected to a group that's participating, you can also get a discount. You just have to contact the group and find out what the discount code is. You can type that in on the website and get a discount on your ticket. You can also, I don't have the link right now, and it's too long to actually say it right now, but you can go to the website and you can volunteer. So if you go to the website and you want to volunteer, we get about 900 volunteers every year to participate at the festival. And you can do anything from, you know, working at the ticket counter to welcoming people into the festival, helping them find things that they're looking for. There are people that help at the recycling bins, because we have very specific recycling options at the facility for everything that we use. We try to be like a zero waste event. You can participate to help at like the bicycle, electric bike pavilion. We're going to have some volunteer options to participate, you know, in the event with some of the presentations. So, yeah, if you want to have some fun and get involved and volunteer, you can also do that online. So pretty much everything is there. And there's also a place to, you know, ask questions online too. And if you want to contact me directly, it's Scott talk.luxor at greenfestivals.org. And that's my email address. So,
I just wanted to say, Scott and Benny, in this occasion, I have been several times to the Javits Center in which people are doing a product and there is no interaction from the vendor to the public. This is just like an opportunity to come out with a lifestyle. I mean, like learning about GMOs, the foods that you can eat, which organic markets are in your area, what kind of things you can do that will better your life. This is going to be more like an educational interactive day. I think I'm really looking forward because there are things there that I read about that I never knew existed. So it's giving us a possibility. And also I want to share that through the interaction and just being at the music pavilion, you can dance with us, you can meet the people who are doing all kinds of festivals in New York City throughout the year, and join with everybody in your community that you've never met, which is a great opportunity to start your own community with your own new principles.
Excellent. And Benny, I haven't had a chance to give you a comeback here, because I think what you're doing is very significant, because there are so many artists out here in the world, either performance artists, visual artists, musicians. It just, there's no end to it. And I would love for you to speak to this commitment that you have of joining your art form to your activism, and maybe encourage our listeners to think about doing something like this for their art forms.
Yes. Well, you know, we have nation states and we have planetary citizens. And the role of an artist is to express from a point of their consciousness or develop their consciousness through observation. Well, my journey has taken me through to that. We live on a planet, and the network is, as a planetary citizen, my expression is for bringing everybody. So it's use your medium, your skills and everything, all those practices to utilize to outreach. The whole thing is to outreach and network, and that way we can bring, and that's not with any boundaries, to keep outreaching and aim for the highest and attention to detail. So it's a great journey that I've had with all the people, especially with Susanna. Connecting with the UN, it's major, because the changes that come will come by us, the creatives, to connect up all the dots, and so as to be an agent of change, rather than just being stuck in the one area, to keep moving forward, to create the changes, because we're living in a very dangerous period that we need to, got to have that 100th monkey that we've been hearing for a while. It's got to come from us, the people, and the people at the top will change. Whoever is in those positions will change, because it's necessary for us, the people, because they are people too. So we need to, in that journey, you know, come along with us, come to the Green Fest. Come and be part of the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. That's all I can say.
Well, that's wonderful.
To be part of our community, and you always can. I love to see you and talk to you and interact with you all.
Excellent. So we're just about to wrap up with this segment, and Susanna, since you have this woven together, the spirituality, the activism, and this connection to healing and love, maybe you would have a few words or a meditation or something that you can leave people to contemplate in terms of getting themselves connected, you know, through this festival, but ongoing to the vigil and just in our lives. Sometimes people need to be inspired.
Yes, yes, thank you, Catherine. Thank you, everybody. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to look within and to see our lives and to see what is okay, what is not okay, what could be changed, what cannot be changed. And the most important thing is that the past is irreversible, but the future is every minute. And on every minute, there is certainly something on everybody's lives that can have that magic and that beauty that makes us get up the next day and be motivated. And also know that all of us are here for you to reach out. And by being present or extending a hand, everybody can come together. And my purpose has been to invite everybody to be part of everything, because this is our lives and this is us. And us is one, not individuals, regardless of our paths and walks of life. And there's always something out there that you can do for the other. There's always something. Very little things make major changes. And becoming aware of the changes that we're doing in food, the water that we drink, and all of the environment that we're living out, even something as simple as seeing a bottle on the floor in the wind and just put it back in the trash can. There are trash cans, and you don't want this to keep on increasing. And when you purchase something, have a bottle that you can have all the time instead of just throwing it away. Think twice and know that you can have a complete commitment to the land and to yourself to make a difference into the others and into your own community, including in schools to prevent bullying, including on the people who have no toys, no things, be part of somewhere, adopt a pet, give away children's toys, or just go even to watch a game in your local backyard, because the public and the presence of us being there as a witness, like Benny said, and bear accountability for everything that we do is wonderful. So I would love to give you all of my blessings and gratitude for everything that we've done so far and the infinite possibility of what is coming ahead, because peace is possible, love is eternal, and we are one. So thank you very much, Catherine. I'm really touched and delighted. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And just to remind our listeners that we have been speaking with Susanna Bastarica, who just spoke, and she is a reverend and a former United Nations International civil servant and an interfaith ordained minister. And she has been organizing the Vigil for Peace at the Bandshell in New York City in Central Park for 16 years. And you can find out more of that by going to vigilforpeace.org. That's vigil4peace.org. And you can connect with that, or by all means, connect with Susanna at this Green Festival Expo. Also joining us has been Scott Luxor, who is the New York Regional Director for the Green Festival, and he has also 20 years experience as a journalist. But for connecting to that expo is the website greenfestivals.org, and you'll find all the information you need to connect and participate in this event. And again, it is coming June 10th and 11th at the Javits Center. I also want to thank Benny Zabel for joining me today. And Benny Zabel is a performance artist for peace and environment. He's a production manager for the New York City Echo Fest, which is another beautiful event here in New York City. And you can connect with him in his work at BennyZabel.com. And that's BennyZabel.com. And so I want to thank you all for joining me today and remind people that you are listening to Heart of Mind Radio. This is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, your host. And we're going to put all this info with the links to our guests on our archive page at PRN.FM. Just search for Heart of Mind Radio and you'll find information about our guests, links to their websites. And so if you weren't able to take down all that information, you'll be able to get it in that way. And that will be on the website following this show. I invite you to do that. I also want to just make a personal announcement before we depart for this program, and to invite you to engage in an ongoing program. It's Saturdays from 2:30 to 4 p.m. It's ongoing here in Brooklyn, New York. And it's a program that I offer called Restore Vitality and Sustain Inner Peace, and is a meditation and movement program for body wellness and stress reduction, so that for those of you who have achy joints, achy muscles, perhaps you're stressed out, mentally stressed out, or you're just holding that tension in your body, this program is designed on a weekly basis to breathe through it, move through it, walk through it, meditate through it, so that we can re-energize ourselves and uplift ourselves so that we can move through our activities week by week. And it is at in Brooklyn at Studio Maya, and the address is 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn, and it's not difficult to get to. But if you want more information on this or other information given out in today's program, please contact me, heartofmindradio at gmail.com. That's my email, heartofmindradio at gmail.com, or you can leave a message at 347-480-1694. And make your connection to the program and through me to our guests and events. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in, as I thank my guests as well, and invite those of you who are listening to the Progressive Radio Network to tune in for more great programming right here. So don't change that computer dial. There's a lot more coming up for you. Take good care and have a beautiful week. Bye for now.